Okay, so the next person up. Okay. Think back to when Lady Gaga was wearing a meat dress. Well, this person is wearing a dress made out of food, but it's not meat. Instead, it's just a long string of cookies decorating everything. That's the only thing that makes up her dress. And like at the bust area, it's chocolate cookies, but then the skirt is made out of chocolate chip cookies, and then the straps are made out of sugar cookies, and she has a really pretty headband made out of cinnamon cookies. It looks really pretty. Oh, and to complete her outfit, she's wearing cool shades of cookies. Yeah, I don't know how she can see, but well, I mean, she's a pretty sharp cookie. Sharp cookies is up. You know that I want you, you know that I need you. I want and you and me could write a bad romance. Whoa, whoa. I want your loving, all you love is revenge. You and me could write a bad romance. Whoa, 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 whoa. Caught in a bad romance. Fearless, sharp cookies took one cookie off of her dress and took a bite out of it before she sang, and she was singing with the cookie in her mouth, but she was eating at the same time. It was amazing. And then she walked up to the judge's table and she handed that half bitten cookie to Genesis.
Cookies. The only lady singing a Lady Gaga song out of three guys. Oh, fate is funny. Okay, cookies. I loved the tune you had going on here. I mean, you were really rocking out on those vocals. You really got the, the free bitchiness. Yes. I could totally believe that you were a free bitch during the song. Just, your energy was so great, and that really made you shine. However, I'm confused as to what was going on with the background chorus. Because they were really, really quiet. And because they were so quiet, I felt they didn't really add or support the flair that you had going on in the main vocals. They were just kind of there. So, they should have been cut altogether or made louder, but that's just picking on technicalities, and your main vocals more than made up for the eh-ness of the chorus. So, great job, Cookies.
Cookies! The first thing that really strikes me about this is that your recording quality is not as good as it normally is. I don't know if maybe you used something maybe a little easier to set up because it was a shorter piece or something, but yeah, it doesn't sound as clear and crisp as your normal recordings. So, as far as the singing goes, I think sometimes you sounded a little lispy, and I don't mean to be sort of offensive because I don't know if you have a lisp anyway, because if you do, I've never noticed it before, so obviously if you do, then you can hide it from your singing. But it did sound a little lispy in places, which was strange, and this sort of affected your whole pronunciation and the whole sort of quality of the sort of the clear cutness of the vocals and everything, so that really affected that. But apart from that, it was in tune. I think it got better as it went along, as you sort of put more power into it, and you did really put a lot of power into it, which was good. You did really, from starting with a really soft, talky bit, you sort of went right in there with, "Ah, what you love." So, yeah, I thought it was okay.
All right, sharp cookies. Right off the bat, one thing that I'd say about your talking part is that it could have been a little sexier sounding. Like, it was kind of, I don't know. It was kind of like, I don't know. Like, it just didn't sound right when you said it. It sounded like a 10-year-old saying, you know, I want you, I need you, I need you, I want you. But, like, you know, it's jailbait right there. when you started singing, I liked it at first, but then you kind of got behind on your rhythm. I felt like it could have been a lot more precise, just like right on it, and it was out of time with the music. But overall, I felt like your rhythm could have used a lot of work. And then on the higher parts, it got a little throaty for me. It was kind of pushy sounding. And you know, you can put power behind what you're singing without just kind of, you know, like yelling it, going kind of like, sounding. So I just feel like maybe you could put those lungs to work and just, you know, go for it without just like going balls to the balls, you know? Okay, anyway. I actually liked it though. I didn't think it was that bad. Besides those few things that I noted, I liked it, so. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm.
So, our next contestant, true to his ethnicity, he comes out bearing all of the different clothing styles of Asia, even though he's actually just Korean. Yeah, he's got traditional Korean pants, and he's wearing the Chinese shirt, I don't know the name for it, or the technical term. And then he's wearing a headdress from Japan? Yeah. No, Malaysia. And then he's carrying a samurai sword with him. And on his forehead, he's got that red dot that I don't really know. I don't know what it's for. It's from India. Something like that. Oh, God. Okay. Let's go listen to Sukono.
Cuter that I want you.
Cause I'm a free bitch, baby.
I want a bad romance.
I want your love and I want your revenge.
At the end of his performance, Sukono went up to the judges' table. He stole a water bottle, which I don't think that's allowed. Shame on you, Sukono. And then he took his samurai sword and he swung it, and the water bottle burst, and it was like magic. Samurai magic. Yep. And that water bottle, actually, it by chance belonged to Princess Clary. Let's hope she's not too angry about that.
Okay, Sukono, it's very clear to me that you have a good grasp of, like, excuse me, the melody of songs, and you can sing in tune, and that's obviously a really key thing. But I wonder sometimes about your technique and the overall quality of your singing voice. I think you ought to work on your breathing so that you don't come across so sort of shouty and sort of harsh. So you've got a bit more light and shade, which you can obviously do because you did it with the talking. Maybe this song in particular didn't allow for that very much, but you ought to be thinking about that. And yeah, get some vibrato in there. You definitely need some vibrato. Every good singer has vibrato. So, you know, you want to work on that. But yeah, overall, I think this was an okay submission. I think there's things that you could work on.
All right, Sikono. I liked your initial talking. I heard a little something extra. It sounded like you're a free bitch, baby, or something like that. Or I'm a free bitch. I don't know. It was interesting. I liked it. I liked that added part. I thought it was neat that you added that. Way to go. But as for the singing, I liked it. I liked the general overall singing. I thought that your high notes were a little bit strained sounding, and I thought that it could have been more fluid sounding. It's kind of like, I don't know. Like it's you going from note to note is just, it needs to be more fluid. It just sounds really choppy. Another thing, your harmonies, all the cutoffs were in like these weird places. Like the harmony cutoffs, you know, I suck at harmonies, so whatever. I probably don't have any room to talk, but like your harmonies should all cut off together, and you know, some of them were trailing into the abyss. But anyway, and then you also cut off your entire recording in like this really weird place, so I'm not sure what all that was about, but I actually liked it overall. I liked your general tone for it. I thought that it was, I don't know, I thought it was right sounding, so for the song, so good job,
Sikono. I liked your energy on this. Like, you sounded into it, and you seemed to be enjoying yourself. I lolled at the I'm a free bitch baby line. That was a really nice touch. However, note-wise, you were really, really pushing it, to the point where you were yelling the notes rather than belting the notes. And yes, there is a difference. Not only does it not sound good, but that is also very dangerous. So please, Sikono, at this stage in your development as a singer, I don't think you're ready for these kinds of notes yet. So stay lower for a while and then gradually work your way up when you have more control.
Thank you, my lovely judges. So now we're going to move on to results, but hey, you know what comes before results. Plug-in time. The unscripted part where I go on the forum and I just click around and just say what's going on. Casting offices. And if you didn't know, Who's Sing It Better is affiliated with Vice Hollywood, and the only way you can sign up is if you go to the thread in the casting offices, and then there's the sign up thread, and you just post saying you want to do the show, and if the spots are open, then you'll get a spot, and if you don't, you'll have a definite spot for the next episode. I opened them right after this episode is done, and right after I finish stuff. So you guys might wanna prepare. let's see. Okay. Right now we have the last voice singing competition. The auditions are due tonight. I don't know if I can properly plug that in, but well, maybe they'll accept something late. But I encourage you guys to do that if you can, in like an hour. And then next show up is Entertain Us, the first variety show on Voice Hollywood. I'm pretty excited for this show. It's really funny. The judges are great. They're really funny. And the themes are, they're just like random. Just, you have to entertain them. Hey, they have a new co-judge. And they've already listed what kind of rounds they're going to do. They have the act it and sing it, where you have to like sing a movie scene or act song lyrics and just really good stuff like that. It's really funny. If you haven't listened to the first season, go do that right now. Great stuff. We have Russ's radio play. The deadline is August 20th. It's called Gretel, and he's looking for two males and three females and a miscellaneous voice. And next up is Alana. Hey, she's back. And she has a fake radio newscast, and she's looking for one female and one male role. The deadline is in 3 days, so you might want to go get on that as soon as possible. Next plug-in is Acting Up. Acting Up, the deadlines are on August 20. It's held by Russ. All you have to do is record a 1 to 1.5 to a 3 minute monologue without anything in the background. And Russ will be judging with Marody, and that's pretty cool since, you know, there's so many singing shows. It's nice to see something different. Coppers, I Second That Emotion is open. I think this is an acting show. Yeah, this is an acting show. All you have to do is record a monologue, at least 1 minute long, but no longer than 5 minutes. And the deadline for that was on July 30th. Oh. Well. Oh, the auditions are reopened. Sorry, I forgot. That's why I was saying it. And that's what's pretty current right now. Competition shows, X Factor and The Voice. You guys need to check those out. I am a judge on one. Or not a judge. I am a coach on one, and I am a contestant. It's a pretty cool competition. Right now, Autumn is holding Prison Mafia, and I heard that's pretty fun. And the next game to be run is Jeff. I don't know how to say that with a plural or like possessive at the end. Jeffers is running Harry Potter Mafia on August 13th. So you guys better prepare for that. And looking at the calendar, we don't have much events going on other than shows and stuff like that. And that is it for now. If you guys are interested in running anything, like a live event, just let me know, because I am in charge of that, and I will tell you what to do and give you a date and time so I can put it on the calendar and stuff. Okay. Let's see. Hey, I have the song for next week, or the song for the next episode. It's going to be a belty song, specifically to people who are powerhouses and they like to sing big songs and just perform. It's going to be Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. Yep. And the sign up thread will open after this episode is done. And yep, that's all you need to know. Ha. So now you can find out the results. I know you guys have been waiting for that. Okay. So, the results this week were very interesting. Like, I mean, the person who came in first had straight ones, but everyone else had a very mixed placements. I guess that's what happens when there's only four contestants. So, in fourth place, we have Jinxers. Congratulations. You can go ahead and check the results sheet at the end to see what you got. And next, in third place, which was very close to Jinxers, is... Sukuna! Yay, go Sukuna! That was a failed drum roll, if you didn't notice. And then... in second place... this is the big moment. There's a huge difference between... like, first and all the other places, like, when I did the math. So, it's pretty interesting. Okay, person in second place is... Dun-dun-dun! Sharp Cookies! Congratulations! Which means, Omi Pride, you are the winner of the Lady Gaga episode, and you get to judge again on next week's episode... which will be Bleeding Love. I will see you guys next time, and hopefully Who Sang It Better will not have drops this time.